Okay, tonight we'll do the last maral in all of Sefer Breishis that we'll study together, at least this cycle. Yaakov, at the end of giving all of the blessings to all of his children, so the Torah describes his death. Vayechal Yaakov letzavos es banav. He completed and concluded all of the commandments to his children, that which he wanted to say to each of them individually, collectively. He commanded, of course, to be buried back in Maras HaMachpela in the land of Canaan. Vayesof raglav alumita. He gathered his legs, his feet together on the bed. Vayigva. And he expired, vayeosef el amov, and he was gathered to his people, the language that's often used at the end of one's life. Rashi notes that there is one word that's not used to describe the death of Yaakov, and that's the traditional word for death, which is vayamot, or vayames, that he died. It doesn't say it. It says, and he expired, vayigva. And then he was gathered into his people. And Rashi makes a comment, Umisa lo ne'em rabo. We never find the language of death associated together with Yaakov. The Amru Rabu Seinu, Rashi quotes from here, Chazal derived, Yaakov Avinu lo mes. The Gemara says, Yaakov Avinu did not die. Now, here you do not need the Maral to ask the question, which the Maral mentions. Rabim Hikshu, he says, everybody asked, what do you mean he didn't die? The Torah describes, they embalmed him, they mourned him, they cried, they brought him to the Maras HaMachpelah, they buried him. What does Chazal mean when they say Yaakov Avinu lo mes? The words don't make any sense. Now the Gemara itself, which is the source of this that Rashi quotes, the Gemara itself says, in the name of, it's a Gemara in Maseches Tainis, the Gemara says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Yaakov Avinu lo mes. So the Gemara itself says, no, but it says they mourned him, they embalmed him, they buried him. So the Gemara says, yes, but the Pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyo says, of Yatoal Tira of the Yaakov, do not be afraid, my servant Yaakov. Kani Moshiacha Merachok Vesaracha Meir, I will save you and your children from foreign lands and bring you all home. The Gemara says, you're connected to your children just like Mazaro Bechayim, just like his children are alive, Afhu Bechayim. So too is Yaakov alive. So says the Gemara, making the connection between his children and him, asks the Maral, what does such a statement mean to say that Yaakov Avinu lo mes? Many people address this issue. It's a very glaring problem in the statements of Chazal. What do they mean? So the Maral tackles it as follows. There's a background to what he says. You have to understand what Chazal, how they use the words Chaim and Misa, to be alive and to die. We find in the word Chaim, Elokim Chaim, for example. We call Hashem the Elokim Chaim. Now, Hashem himself doesn't live or die as we do. There's no such thing. So what does it mean to have Elokim Chaim? Or, for example, the Gemara says that Rishayim af b'chayehem nikru'u meitzim, even during their lifetimes are called already dead. Utzadikim af b'misas, and even during their deaths are called chayim. So what does the word chayim represent? And so we often find that word to mean a permanence or eternity. Elokim chayim is a God that's eternal. There is no end. There's no hafsaka. The Rishayim, even during their lifetimes, have no permanence, have no eternity, whereas the tzaddikim will maintain. Says the Maral, with that idea, what does it mean that Yaakov Avinu lo mes? So he develops the following idea, that a father-son have a certain connection. When a person fathers a child, so that child, the existence of that child, maintains the existence of the father, even after the father is no longer here, but this is a product of that which the father put into the world, and therefore if the son is still around, the father is still around. It has to be that the existence of the ben still creates an existence for the father. Says Maral, well, that could really be said by anyone in any sense. So he says it's only said if the son himself has a permanence, meaning if the son himself is only going to be here for a short period of time, so then the son's presence doesn't really create an eternal presence for the father because it only lasts a few more years than the father. Okay, so the son will outlast the father by a few years. But that doesn't really mean anything. It has to be that the father created something of permanence. For example, we find another statement the Gemara makes. The Gemara says that if a person fathers a son, the Gemara in Medrash, I should say, the Medrash says, Kol ha-ma'amid ben yagia ba-toira, anyone who gives birth to a son, who raises a son, who will toil in Torah, ki'ilu lo mes. Then that father who has such a son, who toils in Torah, the father never dies. What do you mean the father never died? Of course the father will pass away like everybody else. But the father has now fathered a son, and the son is connected to eternity. It's not just stam a son, every father-son connection. When the son is yagia ba-toira, And Torah is an Eitz Chayim Hi L'machazikim Ba. So now that you've created a permanence, even though the permanence is in the son, the father is Lo Meis, because he's given birth to something and left something in this world of permanence of Limud HaTorah. Says Maral, that's what Chazal is saying, a fascinating thing. Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis. They don't say that by Avram, they don't say it by Yitzchak. Why only by Yaakov? Because Yaakov has something different than Avram and Yitzchak. Avram gives birth to a son, Yitzchak. Yitzchak gives birth to a yachid, an individual, Yaakov. But Yaakov has 12 sons. To the 12 sons of Yaakov, we create Bnei Yisrael. We create the children of Yisrael, and the children of Yisrael have, well, there's a shift from Yechidim, from individuals, to a nation. And the Am Hashem, the nation of Hashem is Lenetzach, that's permanent. So Yaakov Avinu, more than Avram, more than Yitzchak, Yaakov Avinu, Chazal say, Lo Meis. He did not die because what he left was Bnei Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael is permanent. Klal Yisrael is eternal. We will be here forever. So on Yaakov, they say, what he left in this world is eternity. He left something that will always be here. So more than just any father, son, more than even Avram and Yitzchak, Yaakov Avinu left something of permanence in the same way that the Gemara says, a father who leaves a son who toils in Torah. So that father never died because he left permanence. And Eitz Chaim, Yaakov Avinu also, we say, Lo Meis, because of what he left us in Klal Yisrael, the permanence of Atem, Hadveikim Bahashem Elokechem, you Klal Yisrael who cling to Hashem, Chaim Kolchem Hayom. You have that element of Chaim, and Yaakov left us that as Yisrael. So we could say upon him, the Bnei Yisrael, that he left us, and therefore Yaakov Lo Meis. That's the Maral's approach. He has even more to say on that, which I don't fully understand, or even partly understand, but that little bit I hope I was able to convey on this perplexing statement of Chazal, that Yaakov Avinu Lo Meis.